In Northwest News on KPLU, Northwest College football stars are among the hundreds of athletes who've been invited to take the first step towards being drafted into the NFL. They're being evaluated at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. Sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick that several local standouts could be top draft picks.
Art, for those who haven't followed this closely, why is the Combine such a big deal?
Well, part of it is the charm of the NFL. If they did frog jumping, there would be 50,000 people there and you could charge admission. In this case, the NFL invites more than 300 collegians to be scouted, evaluated, measured, interviewed, and very intensely scrutinized in preparation for the NFL draft. And the Combine used to be kind of an obscure event in Indianapolis where all 32 teams gather to evaluate these players. But now it's become such a big deal that the NFL Network is covering it 24/7. And it's a little over the top for my taste, but it is an important point in the calendar because this marks the start of the 2015 season for the NFL. And so with the Seahawks being back-to-back Super Bowl entrants, they do gather valuable information to help them where the Seahawks live year to year, which is the NFL draft.
And there is a healthy number of Northwest athletes invited to the Combine this year.
Right. There are four Huskies invited. Defensive lineman Danny Shelton, two linebackers, Shaq Thompson and Hauli Kikaha, and dismissed cornerback Marcus Peters. They all are very well regarded and should go fairly early in the draft. The Cougars have three players, quarterback Connor Halliday, wide receiver Vince Maley, and lineman Xavier Cooper. I'm not sure that any of them will be drafted, but if they do, they'll go late round.
And there's also Oregon's Marcus Mariota.
Marcus Mariota won the Heisman Trophy, and he is going to be probably among the top five, and there are many scouts who say he should be taken number one overall because he's the best quarterback in the draft, and in my view, he's certainly better than Jameis Winston, the Florida State quarterback who won the Heisman Trophy the year before Mariota, but I don't think he's the quarterback or the athlete or the leader that Mariota is.
Let's focus on two of the Huskies that you think have great potential.
Well, I think Danny Shelton is going to be a top 10 pick because he's a 340-pound lineman who moves like somebody who weighs 210 pounds. You just don't see that combination, and a lot of scouts have fallen in love with his ability. He does rare things at a position that's hard to fill. The guy that's most intriguing, though, is Peters. Those who follow Husky football know that he was kicked off the team in midseason by new coach Chris Peterson for misbehaving, confronting coaches, and generally being disobedient. Now, the interesting thing is that Peters is on a media campaign to try to restore his credibility. He's giving interviews in which he's saying, for example, to USA Today, that not only should he have been kicked off the team for immaturity, they should have done it sooner. Because he had an outburst in the season opener and a game against Eastern Washington where he threw his helmet, threw his gloves, and yelled at coaches' faces. And a lot of people said he could have been kicked off then, including Peters. So it's an interesting thing where he's reinventing himself after damaging his reputation and career. But there are enough people who think he's a first-round talent that if he convinces them of his sincerity and his contrition, he will go in the first round, and in my view, the Seahawks are a team that is really in need of another defensive back because I saw that Jeremy Lane was severely injured with that broken arm, and Therrell Simon, another cornerback, did not do well against Tom Brady. So who knows? We might see Marcus Peters back in a Seahawks uniform.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.